We do need to resume the meeting, and we have the opportunity to hear the result of 2 hours of great discussion. I know one group, we had lots of good discussions, so I look forward to hearing all of them. The first group is a group facilitated by Pam Strobel. We'll hear Rick Estrada, I think, make a presentation, and I understand you had help from Tom Hardy, so I...
I had help from a lot.
Did you? Okay. Go ahead and do it from up there. I think that'd be easier.
All right, so I'm bringing a lot of paper up here, but I'm not sure exactly how much I'm going to use. So our group started out in the classic sense that we were all over the place at first, but we used the first group, the first question: how do we leverage our strengths in education, research, and clinical care to become an innovator in the changing healthcare environment, including new models of delivery, to really have an overarching conversation about the strengths of our enterprise, if you will. We began the conversation with Trustee Strobel asking Dr. Rubenstein a question: is there reason to be optimistic? And the good news is that Dr. Rubenstein said, absolutely, there's reason to be optimistic. As soon as he said that, Dr. Krishnan jumped in and he said, well, you know, one of the reasons why I came to the University of Illinois is because it's one of the few places on earth where we have all of the health sciences that are of the greatest quality and are ready to be aligned to move forward and to create this new model. So that's how the conversation began. It quickly jumped into the conversation about urgency. So we need to have urgency in aligning our health sciences, our hospital and health sciences system to be prepared for the coming reality of the Affordable Care Act, and not just that, but just the new reality that as it exists. But the conversation went into, but we can't just say what we always say. Let's do it as soon as possible. It went into a conversation of saying, so we need to develop a timeline. So what does that mean, as soon as possible? Does that mean that we need to make it a priority at the next Board of Trustees meeting in September? Does it mean that we have to meet before the state puts out the application in early August to respond to the care entities model? So I think what we're saying to you is, yeah, we have to do it as soon as possible, but we are committed to putting a timeline to that. That led to another conversation about if we're going to develop the best possible model for our health and health sciences system, the deans of all the health sciences are ready to take charge, are ready, if asked by the president, to put together a plan that would inform our decisions moving forward. And so we were all, certainly from the trustees level, and we're very gratified to hear that the deans are ready to take this on. We heard that they'd really not ever been asked to do that before, to come together in a regular, you know, weekly or every other week meeting to talk about how to improve systems. And I'm not talking about over the last 2 years, I'm talking historically. They've never been asked to come together before, so they're very willing to do that. And so we're going to take them up on that. Hopefully President Easter will be instructed to do that soon. Again, we spoke about building the correct organizational structure, getting the right people in place, and meeting regularly. The other thing that we were very clear about is we've had great advice from Huron so far, and we want to make sure they stay involved. Their work's not done. They've done great work. They're going to present to the trustees again, but that we may be using them to provide further technical assistance, whether we call it coaching or other support, as we develop the plan moving forward. So that I'm sure I missed a whole lot of things in that first part, but let me move to the second and third. We kind of lumped those two together and move to my notes here. So again, we talked about the correct organizational structure, putting the right people in place, developing metrics. One of the questions that was asked over and over